Researchers at Duke University have found waste from conventional oil and gas drilling is causing a spike in radioactivity in three Pennsylvania waterways. The Allegheny Front's energy reporter Reed Frazier is here with more about their study. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
So where was this radioactive material found and how did it get there?
Okay, so the material was found in the sediment of three locations, one on the Allegheny River and two others in creeks that drain into the Allegheny River. And these were all found immediately downstream of industrial wastewater treatment plants. How it got there is kind of that's the sort of big question the researchers from Duke were trying to answer. And they concluded that it got into the stream from conventional oil and gas waste. You know, when we think of drilling in Pennsylvania, we think of the Marcellus Shale and we think of fracking. This waste is kind of the wastewater that came out of traditional oil and gas wells that had been in Pennsylvania for the last 150 years. There is still a conventional oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania. It's a lot smaller than the Marcellus Shale industry, and it still produces wastewater.
So the radiation is from wastewater being treated at these plants. What's in the wastewater that makes it radioactive?
When they drill these wells, they bring up gas and sometimes oil, and they bring up some of this water that had been in the rocks for millions of years, basically. And when it's in the rocks, it picks up all these contaminants. They're basically naturally occurring elements and minerals that are just in the ground from when the gas was formed. And the radioactive part of this is this element called radium. And there's a couple of variants of radium or isotopes that have, radioactive characteristics. And so that's where this radioactive material is coming from.
Well, how high are the radium levels in these places that they studied? And is it dangerous for people or for wildlife?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So they basically found that the radium levels in these sediments downstream of these plants were 650 times greater than just upstream of the plants.
Whoa.
In some places, it was basically the same level of radioactivity as, say, low-level radioactive waste. Now, what is the danger of having this, pretty radioactive stuff at the bottom of the stream? Nothing imminent. As long as you don't, eat the stream sediment, you're not going to get exposed to this. However, there's a danger that as this stuff decays and decomposes, it could get picked up into the food chain and eventually find its way into fish. And so if you end up eating the fish from these streams, you too could get exposed to radium, which is not good for you. I mean, it is linked to cancers and other diseases.
Is this water not used for people's drinking water sources? Or if it is it filtered out somehow?
Yeah, that's a very good question. All of these streams are tributaries of the Allegheny River, and the Allegheny River is the source of drinking water for many places along it, including the city of Pittsburgh. So by the time it gets to Pittsburgh, the radiation has been diluted. However, just in case, radium is something that drinking water plants have to, measure and make sure that they're not exceeding.
Since 2011, fracking wastewater from unconventional drilling hasn't been treated at treatment plants. It hasn't been allowed. What are the regulations around wastewater from these conventional oil and gas drillers? Is this part of their normal operation?
Yeah, they're allowed to release a certain amount of, for lack of a better word, pollution into the streams. And I think it's important to go back to that 2011 time period. When the Marcellus Shale industry first came to Pennsylvania, they started producing a lot more wastewater than the conventional industry had. On a per well basis, it can be 10 to 20 to 30 times more wastewater. So what ended up happening was this stuff was just kind of getting treated not very well and put into rivers and streams, and it was actually changing the chemistry of places like the Monongahela River. So the state ended up stepping in, putting in some new restrictions on the discharge limits that these treatment plants could use. And they also said, you know, if you have Marcellus shale wastewater, you have to take it somewhere special where it does a better job of cleaning up the water. So in a nutshell, I mean, the conventional drilling waste has that sort of older standard. You know, there are standards for things like total suspended solids, the amount of oil and grease, acidity and pH and things like that, that it can discharge into the waters. But it doesn't have the same stringent controls that, you know, say Marcellus shale waste has on it.
Did the researchers say how long these radioactive materials have been accumulating there? Is it like a couple of years? Is it, you know, decades?
Well, the way they went about their study was actually kind of interesting. They wanted to see, you know, they had detected radioactive material in these streams before. They'd been studying them for many years. I actually was at one of these test sites many years ago on a story I did with some of the researchers from a previous effort. But they had a technique where they would look at the waste. And of course, if this is radioactive stuff, so it decays. And they could measure how old the radium was by how much it had decayed. And what they figured was that a certain amount of it was still accumulating in the river after 2011, when the state asked drilling companies, and drilling companies complied, to not send their wastewater to these plants. So their conclusion was that this is not some leftover vestige of the Marcellus shale industry's wastewater. This is current wastewater that's coming from conventional wells.
What does the regulator, the State Department of Environmental Protection, say about this study?
When I got in touch with them, they said they were reviewing the findings and they didn't have really a comment about it. So they're kind of taking it all in.
Okay. Well, we'll maybe follow back up with you when they've had a chance to look at it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kara.
All right. Thanks, Reed. Reed Fraser covers energy for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. There's more of his reporting on this study at alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.